Hey, Nico.
Hey, Brent. How's it going?
All right.
So I got an update from credit. They came back to me and they said that they weren't able to approve you. I just want to kind of give you a little feedback on that, why that happened. Probably already know. But they mentioned that, you know, you have a 639 FICO score based off of our report and everything, but the content within the credit report itself didn't justify the score. However, that was for a few of the programs that we had. We also have another program that we can possibly try and resubmit the file to, where it would include a co-signer, somebody who has much better credit that is willing to, you know, put themselves on the line.
I lost you just for a second there. I heard you said that I heard 639.
Okay. Yes. So underwriting came back. They said that you were declined with the programs that we were going with because of how the FICO score didn't really reflect the credit report that we had, like the content within it. However, that was just for a few of the programs that we had. We also have a few other programs that allow us to resubmit the file with a co-signer. So you can have, if you have somebody who's willing to co-sign for you with a much better credit score, anything above a 700, who would be willing to co-sign for you for the pieces of equipment, that's a possibility where we can go down with. It just depends on if you want to do that, because it just opens the doors a little bit here.
That's a possibility.
Do you have, like, anybody in mind that might be able to help you out who has, like, pretty good credit that they could co-sign for you?
Yeah, probably my mom would probably be the... Does she have to be a partner in the business or anything? Or they just
no, we just need a co-signer. You can think of it as, like, you know, if somebody, like a young kid, goes into, like, a car dealership and they need a co-signer. So essentially it's just somebody who can co-sign for you for the one of our equipment financing programs. Because I like, you know, we're trying to make something happen here, trying to make it work, and they came back to me with that type of an option. So if that is something that is a possibility, I'm sure that we can resubmit the file with at least the better credit.
Okay. Yeah, hers is, like, superb. What would be the process, next process for that then?
It would just be, I mean, we have all the stuff here. It would just be to resubmit the application with your mom's signature on it to co-sign. So I'm going to, I can resend
but
you just
would,
the...
Well, how would that reflect on, would that start building my credit back if we go that route? How does that show up on my credit as far as...
well, these loans go on business credit. It's not like personal credit, so it shouldn't.
But it would start building the business credit up.
Yes, it should start building business credit up because it will be going through hopefully the business with what the information provided me with. I can actually like talk to my senior members, get a little more specific information. I'm not one of the credit analysts, so I'm not too, I guess, familiar with that type of process. But I would be willing to go and go talk to them.
I think it's definitely a viable option. Especially, I mean, I was just curious. It doesn't really matter. I'm sure it's gone. It would definitely have to be a plus to get going with that. So, let me get over there where I can have this conversation, and I'll give you a call back.
Okay, that sounds perfect to me.
All right, thank you.
Of course, Brent. Of course.
Yep.
Bye.